Rebecca Gorrell started using prescription opioids to manage her postpartum depression in 2014 before moving to heroin. A year later, she had a near-fatal overdose. It took several doses of naloxone, the opioid overdose reversal drug, to revive her that October day. She spent hours in an Indianapolis hospital.
It was eye-opening, but, you know, people with substance use disorder are sick. And after that brief window passes, you know, the next thing that you're thinking about is how to get rid of the craving of wanting to use more.
Looking back, Gorrell says she would have been open to recovery options like peer support. But she said she wasn't given any information on treatment, and she felt stigmatized by staff. When she got home, Gorrell started using again. She says that hospital has since started offering more resources when a person comes in with an overdose. So have others in the state. But some lawmakers and advocates say they want to see more. House Bill 1462 would require emergency departments to evaluate their ability to connect patients to treatment and recovery options, offer peer support, and initiate medication for substance use. Doug Hunsinger is the executive director for drug prevention, treatment, and enforcement with the governor's office.
Our emergency departments are a critical intervention point, but only a handful have a comprehensive plan to address substance use disorder.
During a recent committee hearing on the bill, Hunsinger said 2,800 Hoosiers died of drug overdoses in 2021. A study commissioned by the state found that in 2/3 of fatal overdoses in Indiana, the person had been treated at the ER for an overdose within the past 3 months. Supporters of House Bill 1462 say it could help prevent many of those deaths. Some hospitals in southern Indiana are already working to improve how they interact with patients with substance use disorder. Dr. Eric Hazel is the Clark County Health Officer and works in the ER at Clark Memorial Health. He says he saw troubling trends in the ER in recent years.
Jeffersonville is still a small town. I saw people I knew either personally or, you know, sons of people I knew or moms of people I knew. And, you know, I was like, something's wrong here. And what we're doing right now isn't working.
The health department worked with the hospital on response plans for overdoses. Staff can start medication-assisted treatment at the hospital. Patients are given naloxone to take home, and there's peer support during the day. The hospital can also help connect the person to resources from other community groups. Yazel says there was a 40% drop in overdose deaths a year after the plan was implemented. Carrie Tom Carter, a Jeffersonville mother, says her daughter has been to hospitals in the region multiple times over the past decade for overdoses or issues related to her drug use. She says she's seen a difference.
I mean, I feel like I've seen more compassion in these last few years in the emergency department.
Brandon George is the Vice President of Mental Health America of Indiana and Executive Director of the Indiana Addiction Issues Coalition. He says it's hard even for social workers to navigate the treatment system, making it unrealistic to expect patients to without help.
Somebody is under distress. That may not have resources, they may not have transportation, they may not have stable housing, they may not have a telephone or internet, like then it becomes really impossible. It goes from hard to hardly possible.
Rebecca Gorrell has now been in recovery for almost 7 years and works as manager at Indiana Recovery Network. She says she might have gotten into recovery sooner if the hospital had a more robust intervention plan. After all, she says, there are emergency protocols in place for other health issues like heart attacks.
And I just think it makes sense to have a protocol for individuals who are coming in experiencing an overdose. We've got to keep people alive for them to find recovery.
I'm April Rickard in Jeffersonville.